And at this time in our fall sports preview, we're visiting now with first-year head coach of the Sandhill Setford Knights football program, Gage Hakey. Well, Coach, my first question, how did it feel for you to blow the whistle for the first time and run practice?
It was fun. The boys bought in from day one, and they've been flying around. They have no problem hitting each other, so that's been a lot of fun.
Well, listen, I know you're familiar with Sandhill Setford Knights football. You wore the jersey for them. I'm sure that there's kind of a sense of pride leading Sandhill Setford now as the head coach.
Yes, absolutely. There is. I enjoy being able to relate to the boys in that way. It makes it a lot easier for me.
Listen, talk about the summer. I know that a lot gets done in the summer to prepare you for fall camp and certainly going into the season. I know the weight program, I'm sure, was a big important thing to your team. Talk about some of the things that were done with the program, whether it be in the weight room or team camps or what you did during the summer.
Well, really, the boys had a great summer. We had over 70% of our team make at least 90% of our weightlifting sessions, and then we also had the opportunity to go to two team camps in the summer. Our one epic camp we hosted in Dunning, that was fantastic. We had our whole team at that one, and then we went out to Shadron's three-day camp with 15 boys, so that was a lot of fun with that as well.
How many do you have out for the team this season, Gage?
We have 17 out.
Give us a little feel for your system. I mean, what have you been working with the kids on as you kind of implement things in your style and get the team ready for the start of the year?
Really, all we ask the boys to do as a staff is just play violent, play fast, and play disciplined. They make up for a lot of mistakes just playing fast and violent, and the discipline part, it's a work in progress, but it's coming along. Obviously, implementing a new playbook and a new defense and stuff like that is tough on the boys, but they make up for all their mistakes playing fast and violent. And like I said when I started, they have no issue trying to take a guy's head off, whether it's their own teammate or somebody else's. So I'm glad I don't have to try and teach them how to be physical.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that you've seen in practice that you've been impressed with? Kind of sounds like you've seen that physicality so far that you've been hoping for.
Yes, the physicality is probably the number one thing. And the other thing is just how good of a team they are. They play together really, really well. They've been told for a long time that they're not the flashiest team and they're not a bunch of great athletes, but they don't really care about that. They bought in to what they know they are, which is just a bunch of tough-nosed, mean football players, and they love to play with each other. They hang out outside of school. They're just a really, really good team.
I know leadership is a very important part of the team aspect. Have you seen some guys kind of step up in that role for you?
Yes, I have. Mason Cooksley has really stepped up on our O-line and D-line. He's going to be a senior this year, and he has overdone what I thought he would do. He has exceeded his expectations. And then Thatcher Teon has also stepped up in a huge way. He's our other senior on the team, and for a team that's only got two seniors, they do not lack in leadership, that is for sure.
Gage, talk a little bit about your staff. Who do you have helping you this year?
So I have two other former graduates, Matthew Daly, and then Reese Zudevern, who just graduated from Doan, was an All-American linebacker there, so we're really excited to have both of them. And then I also have Rafe Rupert. He's a graduate from Twin Loop. He's also helping as well.
Coach, I'll get you out of here on this question. Sandhill Setford football meets its full potential if what?
Our full potential, I believe, and I truly believe this, is to go to the state title game. There's not a lot of people that think that around the areas, and these boys are definitely buying in to prove everybody wrong.
Well, Coach, it's great to visit with you. Congratulations on becoming the head coach of Sandhill Setford, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck in the upcoming year.
Well, thank you very much.